This is Willem Backus.
Well, along with Stephen Pickford.
And today, St. Louis Report.
Enjoyed my visit to the St. Louis Zoo. And I would recommend, when you arrive at the St. Louis Zoo, take the little train ride around to get yourself acquainted. And it's also a fun activity for the kids. But spend some time at the Bird Aviary. And this dates back as well to the era of the 1904 World's Fair, when it was a gift to the city by the Smithsonian Institution. And inside the Bird Aviary, you can not only see some beautiful birds, but you can actually have some of them fly on top of you and touch them. And you can purchase little sweet treats that attracts the birds, and you can have them feed atop your finger.
So you mean they'll actually land on you and eat from you?
Oh, yes. They'll land all over your head, on your shoulder, and it's like having your
own... You must have loved that one, Steve.
Oh, I used to have a parakeet, so it was a lot of fun at the aviary at the St. Louis Zoo. Also on the site, recollecting the history of the 1904 World's Fair, is the St. Louis History Museum. You can have lunch there, a restaurant that is not a typical museum snack bar with hamburgers and french fries. You can sample a bison burger, for instance, and other foods from the old Midwest.
Sounds delicious.
Less fat and less cholesterol. So it's increasing in popularity. And what I enjoyed as well at the St. Louis History Museum was that chance to see what that same site looked like years ago when it was the site of the 1904 World's Fair.
That must have been one exciting time.
Oh, I really enjoyed my time in St. Louis. Check it out on the internet at www.explorestlouis.com.
Willem Backus.
And Stephen Pickford.